On today's segment of A Moment in Time, join health educator and author Donna Green Goodman as she shares practical ways to cook up good health.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, more than 100 million adults are now living with type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, a totally preventable and reversible disease. And the rate of new diagnoses of diabetes remains steady. Diabetes is a serious disease that can often be managed through physical activity and diet. People with diabetes are at increased risk of serious health complications, including premature death, vision loss, heart disease, stroke, erectile dysfunction, kidney failure, and amputation of toes, feet, or legs. I had the privilege of listening to a Center for Disease Control physician share the diseases that were found in the tombs of the Egyptians and documented on papyrus. Wouldn't you know? They're the same diseases we see leading the causes of death in America. Heart disease, cancer, stroke, diabetes, arthritis, etc. Sounds like what God references in Exodus 15:26. Those diseases that he puts on the Egyptians that he promises not to put on us if we obey him. So, if you or someone you love is experiencing diabetes and all of its horrible complications, it may be time for a come to Jesus moment. Take a good long look at how you are treating your body temple and choose life. Just like Daniel and the three Hebrew boys, purpose in your heart not to defile yourself with choices that are known to bring sickness, disease, and even death. He says to try him and prove him. Do it for 10 days. Pile on the plant foods. Get your rest. Exercise outside in the fresh air and sunlight. Drink and soak in pure water. Don't overdo anything. And turn your troubles over to Jesus and watch what he does. He is faithful. He can heal you of all your diseases. He can make you whole, and he will do just what he said. And you can be a living testimony of his greatest wish, that you prosper and be in good health. And that's why I love Cooking Up Good Health.
For more information on Cooking Up Good Health, visit WJOU.org.